Hello everyone, welcome back. So today we begin this practice slightly differently from the two other practices we now have on the podcast. I'm going to share a little bit here at the beginning and then we'll move into our meditation time together. So from episode 5, we talked about how for all of the people on the planet, there's possibly that many doorways into a practice of meditation. And the Radiant Sutras inviting us into 112 doorways. And so what I thought to do today for all of us is to have the community, have the world in mind. And I sat and just have the book, threading through the book, almost using it like an oracle card deck. And what is it today? What is it today to explore together? And Sutra 29 has stood out. So I'm going to read a short paragraph. And this meditation is on flame. And I love what Lauren has to share with us. I can remember the first time I spent time with our training group with Lauren and Camille in Maui. It was an evening and they took us down. It was like the first, I think, immersive in-person experience I had with Lauren and Camille. And they take us down to one of the fire pits. And Lauren has this whole dialogue about flame. And he knows so much about the astronomy and chemistry and just the science of flame. And I haven't opened this to Sutra 29 in a while, but there's a short paragraph and I'm like, oh yeah, I just was in the memory of Lauren sharing that with us and hear a little sliver of that to open into our time together. So if you haven't already, I'll encourage you to find a comfortable place, space, position in your body. You might even for these next couple minutes move your body, sway your body, undulate your body if that feels enticing to you and if the stillness calls. Listen to that and honor that call for stillness, sitting, laying down, supported or not. Noticing that experience of breath as you sit or as you sway or lie down, just the nose breath, and seeing if we can begin to quiet the breath down and enjoy that rhythm, that pulsation, that flame of aliveness that we get to consciously tune into if we choose to. To be in awe of your own electricity for a few more seconds as we transition into a time of meditation together. So in our transition time, I'll invite this paragraph from Lauren. Sutra 29, if you have the book, it's on page 228. It helps to know that biological life is fire. Our bodies burn at almost 100 degrees night and day, even if the environment is cool. Each cell is a little flame, a tiny hearth cooking up the sustenance of life and transmuting the elements into energy. The process of transmutation is called fire. The sun is fire. Our bodies are fire. The sun shines on the oceans, forests, and farms, and fiery sunshine is absorbed by the plants through the magic of photosynthesis. When we eat the plants or something that eats plants, we absorb this energy and turn it into heat and energy to move with in a continual dance. So to your own relationship, flame, fire, energy, the sun, digestion, the inherent aliveness, that chemical exchange fueled by tiny sparks of what we'll consider today as flame or fire. So let's bring to mind a memory of the sun on the skin, summer or winter, and where you and when you melted into that sensation. The warmth of the sun on the skin. One memory, a variety of memories coming to mind. When you enjoyed the sun. When the sun was feeding you or warming you up, nurturing you in some way. And to the flame of a candle. That ritual of striking the match or igniting the lighter. Watching the wick come to life. Gazing at that flame. And how that flame creates a certain type of environment. And to the roar of a fireplace or a fire pit outside. To watching the flame, to being mesmerized by the dance of the fire. And that touch of the warmth, that aliveness, that dance of the flame. When you've perhaps been so grateful for that warm, vibrant temperature on a cold night or after a chilly dip in the ocean to get cozy, to get warm by the heat of the fire, the heater in the car. A warm home to come back to. live for a few days. In the meditation, I am immersed in the flame. I am immersed in the flame of time. The flame of time. The flame of love. The love flame. The flame of life, the flame of life itself. The universal fire flows through me. I am immersed in the flame and the universal fire flows through me. Step into that fire wholeheartedly, starting with the big toe, then surrendering everywhere. Only the not self, which doesn't exist anyway, burns away, burns away. Attend to this continually and awaken into tranquility. Your essence is renewed in the flame, for it is flame and knows itself as flame. For it is flame and knows itself as flame since the first heartbeat of creation. I'm immersed in the flame. Immersed in flame. In fire. Electricity. Subtle pulsation, aliveness, inside of you. Immersed in your own aliveness. and the flame, the spark, the electricity and aliveness that is surrounding you. An awareness of the weaving of your attention, your own inner fire, and the fire of the sun. Inner fire and the plant life you consume that took in the fire from the sun. Your own body temperature. And that current or memory of the temperature of the sun. And we'll begin this slow transition. Relaxed in the body. Attuned to temperature now, your body in relationship to the temperature of the air surrounding you. In that space surrounding your whole body, acknowledging your place on this planet, this earth, opening the eyes. Taking in that electricity, the light, and closing the eyes back down a few times, open and close, acknowledging if the eyes desire to stay open or feels a little better to keep the eyes closed for a few more minutes. The body was in a still shape. Let's invite some gentle motion. Body slowly moving through space. Placing hands on your torso in a natural way. It feels good to you. Feeling this rhythm, this flow of life as you and moving through you as breath. A moment of acknowledgement, your light, your spark, your little flame, little and significant here on this planet, this earth. An acknowledgement of you taking some space, some time for respite, for renewal, for yoga, connection with yourself, connection with the greater happenings of life itself. Honor you for showing up for you today. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in, for who you are in the world. I appreciate you. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me today. Tune back in a few weeks for some exciting collaborations with some of our favorite mindful movers in the new year, new episodes, new explorations. We look forward to having you continue on this journey with us. We thank you for being here, and I ask, if you're enjoying this, to please subscribe or follow the podcast on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving a rating and review. All the reviews really, really help. You can find me at altermovementstudio.com on the social channels at Alter Movement Studio, and our YouTube channel. Can search Alter Digital to learn about my work and take a variety of free classes with me and our collaborators. Thank you so much.